We're back with another episode.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of an incident there with the beer bottle, you know?
I was attempting to drink. You know, last episode we were trying to eat hummus.
Eat hummus?
Yeah. And now I'm drinking from a bottle and it exploded. It's like
Not a bottle of milk like a baby, but like a bottle of beer like a man.
It was kind of like, not that I'm gay, but I mean, it was like a penis exploding, you know? That's what it was. I haven't jerked off in a while. I'm a little pent up. Dude, I have no time. Like, I haven't had time to even think about it. No? I don't know. All right.
There's always time for drinking. That's something you make time for, man.
I know, but you gotta, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I think the urgency seems to happen to me now, like every 4 days, you know. Right. I don't know. I'm just getting older, you know. I just went to the bathroom, not to jerk off, just go to the bathroom.
Right.
And I looked at my face. My face is big.
Like it could be the hat, though. You're wearing a hat for some reason.
I'm wearing a hat because I'm having a really bad hair day. Like, really bad hair day. Yeah. And now I'm wearing hats at work because I don't give a fuck. You know? And so I go to my exercise class in the mornings.
Hats don't necessarily, I mean, like, they help cover it up, but they don't exactly help the overall situation. If anything, they kind of make it look worse.
What?
Hats make a hair situation look worse.
But you can't see my hair because I'm wearing the hat.
Right.
So who cares what the hair looks like? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's why you're wearing the hat.
Right.
Is it that? Because, like, I was just here a few weeks ago, and did it escalate over in that time? Or?
What, my hair problem? Yeah. Nah, I just look like shit, man.
Okay.
It's not okay. No, and my face is huge, man. Like you know what? I was looking at the pot on Zoom, and the problem with Zoom is you see your face.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't do Zoom.
Right. It's very distracting.
Right.
You know, and I'm trying to speak to the guests and have my notes and the questions, and all I can see is this humongous fucking face that I have. It's like my cheeks are like, it's like a swallow of a saxophone. Jesus Christ. All right.
The sad part is you have that 5 a.m. fucking...
I know. I didn't go today.
No.
Did she
text you?
Not today. I don't think I went yesterday either. Because I've just been so consumed with the editing problem, you know? it's been weighing on me. All right, so let me get this 9/11 thing out. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so today, I'm minding my own business. I'm wearing the hat. I'm going to work. And a schedule was like a relatively easy day, you know. And then I had I called the Trenton guy. I was like, okay, let's do an appointment, you know. So I was like, okay, my day is gonna be okay. And then first I had a very annoying person by the name of Gail. We don't like her.
Okay.
She's just like always like very annoying. I have most of my customers are very annoying, you know. Okay. So then I'm going to this place. I get there. It's supposed to be at 9:30. Why is my voice?
I don't know.
My face is big. My voice. I'm having problems. Somebody help me.
Okay, see.
9:30. It says 9:30 on the schedule. I pull up the parking lot. I reverse, you know, so I can have an easy way out. Now 9:31, 9:32, 9:33. I'm like, all right, now, and then, of course, I have one at 10:10. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, I gotta get this guy. So we have notes on different passengers. So I go into the notes, and it says that when I call the passenger, they never pick up because they think it's spam.
Right.
So it's gotta be from the company, right? Because then they'll see that it's the company. Okay, so now, I see that the daughter schedules this guy. This guy is like 110 years old. So I call the daughter up and I'm like, hey, I'm here to pick up, you know, some Jewish name, you know. Not that there's anything wrong with being Jewish, but it's like, you know, a golden schmeckle. Golden schmeckle. And she goes, I can't, yeah, he has an appointment. And he goes, but hold on, I have a video camera into his house. Like, she's the daughter. She lives in Maryland, right?
Oh, okay.
So now she's looking in the video camera into the house. She sees him lying on the floor.
Oh, shit.
By the door. So I can't see it. This is behind the door. The door is closed. So I'm like, oh, so he's lying on the floor? And she goes, yeah, but I think he's moving. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Because, you know, because I guess he collapsed.
Right.
So she's seeing him in the video.
Okay, I have a question. I'm waiting for you to finish the story.
What's the question? Let's do the question.
Okay, so because you texted me some information this morning.
Okay, yeah.
She's the daughter.
Yeah.
She sees that he's clearly lying on the floor.
But she didn't see him lying on the floor until I told her that.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't know ahead of time.
Okay, right.
I told her, she wasn't thinking about him.
Right.
I said he's late for the appointment. She goes, hold on, I'll look in the video. Then she sees her dad, like, on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm like, she goes, okay, so there's a key. Now she's telling me that there's a key hidden under a rock, and then I'm looking under the rock, like, you know, it's like a spare key. There's no key.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, there's no key here. I don't know. And then she goes, call 911. I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, why doesn't she call 911?
That was my question, actually.
But yeah. Maybe she was flustered. I don't know. Now I'm thinking, you know, maybe she wasn't thinking straight. I don't know. Now I think the guy is going to die in a second now. Right. So I've never called 911 before. Mm-hmm. So this was fun. So I call, because, you know, sometimes I get lonely. I call 911. No.
Right, right, yeah.
I call 911. The guy, so they say, where's the address? What's the address? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, they go, how are you related to him? I'm not related to him. I'm just a driver. How do you know that his daughter is watching him? I'm like, explain to this. It's very confusing. Okay, so now they come within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't believe this is my life, you know. So they're like, who are you? I'm like, I'm the driver. Like, I'm not the bad guy. I'm just the driver. So then they're like, is there a key? I'm like, it's supposed to be onto the rock. So now I'm like pulling out rocks, like the whole garden. Yeah. Okay, so now it's like, it's an ambulance and an EMT. It's like two. It's like a fire truck and an ambulance.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like 6-8 very manly men now surrounding me. So now they're trying to get into the door.
Right.
So then the daughter's on the phone with me. And the whole time I'm thinking, God, they're using up my phone. You know, like, what if I have an emergency? Okay, so then she goes, I think the neighbor next door also has a key. So now I'm like going into the neighbor's house and like banging on the door, no answer. Finally, the neighbor does come. She was taking a walk. She was talking around the block. She goes, oh my God, I have a key. I'm like, okay, I think we need it. So then I'm like, guys, they're about to break the door open. I'm like, guys, this is all happening like really bad. Shit. So now we get the key, we open the door, and I'm like, so I call my boss. And he's like, okay, just stay there. Like, we're going to cancel your next appointment. Somebody else will take care of it. I'm like, okay, good. So now the guys, this is all so fast. And then the guys inside, they're like, they look at me and they go, come here. I'm like, inside the house? I'm just the driver. So then I go in and then they close the door. So now I'm here. So old guy, 100 years old, on the floor in his underwear. There's a pile of clothes next to him. So who knows what the hell happened. Apparently he's been on the floor for a long time. And he's moving, but he's like, you know, they're taking his vitals. They're asking him questions. He's not very coherent, but his vitals are sort of okay. The daughter's on the phone with me the whole time. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, they're taking his vitals. Can't find the key.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was chaos. It was chaos. Oh, my God. And then, so this...
Only that shit would happen to you, dude.
I know. I mean, frankly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often because all of our passengers are 100 years old.
Sure. You know?
I mean, we have very few deaths.
You just gotta get out of that place, man.
I guess. What else am I going to do? What am I going to do? Maybe my other podcast will take off and I'll become rich and, you know.
That'd be great.
That would be nice.
That'd be great.
But this is good material. So then,
that's true.
So then, okay, so then I'm like, I think I need to go to my next appointment. You know, like, you guys got this, right? And then the daughter's like, so the thing is, like, I kind of saved his life. Because, like, if I didn't call the daughter.
Right.
And yeah. I don't know, you know, like, if I didn't look at, I mean, of course I would have left. Like, we usually don't leave the place until I talk to my boss. And but we do have an option that says cancel that door. Like, yeah. You know, but, you know, but if I didn't call the daughter, nobody would know. Like, he wasn't making any sound, you know. It was really, really, I was a little shaken, you know, because then they took him into the, you know, the gurney thing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, one guy turns to me and goes, good job.
Look at him, man.
But another driver probably would have left.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's what I do.
Fucking yeah. Amen. You're like,
I'm
the driver.
I'm your friendly neighborhood Jewish Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, yeah. and then later I told my boss about it. She goes, oh, look, you know, she goes, I said, is this a bad time to ask for a raise? Yeah. And she goes, you only saved one person. Like, just wait till you save a little bit more. By the way, they want us to do a company party. A fucking...
Oh, for the holidays?
Yeah. I fucking hate this shit.
That means you and Gabriel would have to go and, like, hang out the same place for, like, a amount of time.
Right, right. Well, I don't mind hanging out with them, actually. But other drivers that I've met are pretty icky, yucky people, you know? And we haven't had this last year. Like, we haven't, like, it's been a while since we've had...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a bunch of drivers in the same place is not... It's not a fun time.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies do that kind of thing to, like, build morale and, like, camaraderie. Like, we're having the Thursday before Christmas, we're having that like, holiday luncheon that we had, like, last year. Where, like, they had, like, a raffle.
Right.
And,
Right.
The price range between, like, some of the gifts is, like, $10 to, like, $500. So if you win the raffle, you can either get, like, a $10 gift card or you can win, like, not an iPhone, but, like, some expensive piece of
So, tech. Yeah, you're right. It's mandatory, right? You have to
It's go. Pretty much mandatory, yeah, but the food was fucking great. And, you know, at the same time, you know, you're sitting there, you're getting paid to eat a nice lunch, and it's...
Okay, right. This fucking party is not during the day. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is it mandatory?
Well, no, but it'll probably be frowned upon if I don't go.
Yeah.
You know? It's fucking... Yeah, I went once, like, under, you know, and it was boring as fuck. You know, and it was, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk to drivers, you know, like, and the people that I have met, like, Gabriel is actually one of the cool ones.
Oh, yeah. That's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot, yeah. Well, I told you, like, a few weeks ago, I actually talked to him and it worked and he was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know what happens to him when he comes home. So then, you know, this was by email, this invitation to the pâté at the Market Fair.
Oh, Market Fair.
We're going to the Brick Tavern.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Very exciting. So and everybody goes, oh, what fun. So, of course, I had to say something like, all right, but this time I'm not dressing up like Santa Claus. Like, I'm gonna keep my dignity this time, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. So
Gabriel kind of looks more like Santa Claus. He could pull off Santa Claus better, I think.
Who?
Gabriel.
Yeah, he's got the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's 70.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, I just resent. I fucking resent. No, all these fucking holidays in a row. You got Thanksgiving. You got Christmas and New Year's.
I fucking love it, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
You know that. I fucking love it, man.
No, I know. And this is why good things are happening to you right now, because you like the holidays.
Fucking.
Right? It's all in succession.
Right.
I hate the fucking holidays. I just had to spend... You recover from Thanksgiving.
Right.
And there was, like, you know, I had 3 days. It was like Thursday.
So, go through the whole Thanksgiving experience.
I can't, because it's like I have PTSD. I can't, you know, my mind... If I went through it, I would kill myself right now.
But you said, because I remember, like, last Wednesday, or I think it was, like, last Tuesday, I asked if you wanted to hang, but I guess you, for Wednesday, and you said
right.
You're starting, like, Thanksgiving early in a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it was so long. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and my brother.
And even the whole weekend, you said, like.
I was there, yeah. Because I and I feel like I have to do it, you know, you can't just show, I mean, ideally. It's like getting a tetanus shot over and over again, you know, like you just, it should just be once. Like Thanksgiving should just be like 2 hours, watch football, eat turkey, say hi to the family and leave.
Right.
But because I live 5 minutes away from these motherfuckers, I'm expected to be, you know, okay, this is how it went. Ginny said...
Yeah, we need to get some Ginny talk going on, because Ginny is like a mainstay on the show. Never shows up, but she's constantly talked about. We need a Ginny story.
You know, she's like the mother in the
Big Bang Theory. Yeah,
you never hear her. Actually, she was on the podcast when she called in. Oh, that's right.
She did call in that one time.
Who knows what episode that was? Okay, so yeah,
British Mark probably knows.
she wanted me to go to a restaurant with them like Wednesday night, and I said no. I'm gonna see you Thursday. And I got some attitude about that. And then she goes, can you please send me the information about your next play? And I said, I already sent you an email. Like, this is what she does. Like, I send her the information, right? I mean, a normal person.
I would get along with Ginny so well. I already know.
What do you mean?
I would get along with her so well. I can tell. I can tell.
Really?
I get along with people.
Well, I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be your first thing to do, you know, right. Like, I mean, okay, but it's just fucking annoying. Like, I take time out of my life, just give her this, you know, a normal person, I would just say, look, here's the website, go to the website. She would never do that, though. So I have to be like, the show is on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, these are the dates. I have to
actually, I'm pretty sure a normal person would have actually explained the whole thing to them and No, I said, just look at the website.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, can I just tell her, this is the website, look at the dates?
You could.
Right, but anyway, she just, but anyway, I take time, I spell it out for her, and then she's like, can you send me the dates of the play? You know, like, literally, I do the work, and so, yeah, so, and then, you know, I don't know, she, and then, Yeah, so I did. So I told her I didn't go to the restaurant, and then the day. Okay, so now it's the day of. I don't know when. Thanksgiving should start like at 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. That's the way.
It's not Thanksgiving Day. It's Thanksgiving 2-hour block.
Well, why should it be the whole day?
Right.
I mean, like, this is crazy. So it's fucking 11 a.m. I already get messages. My brother is here already. He goes, are you going to...
What a fucking asshole.
I know.
Fucking asshole.
I know. And he goes, and then when he calls me, it's not just him, it's everybody else on the fucking phone.
Oh, yeah.
His fucking kids.
Myra.
So they're like, are you going to grace us with your presence? And I'm like, Thanksgiving doesn't start till 4 p.m. And they're like, well, we just drove 2 hours from Scarsdale, and we had a lot. I'm like, okay, all right. So then I get there, like, and now it's like 3 hours till the actual fucking turkey. I don't even like turkey. So it's just horrible long day. Like, when did you have your, like 4 p.m.?
Well, actually, I think we actually started eating around 1. Around 1. I thought I think it was originally going to be 2, but then Paige, Zach, and the kids came with my grandmother. It was the first Thanksgiving since my grandfather passed back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And knock on wood, who knows how many more we're going to have with Graham. So
we did that.
And then,
right.
So we did that, hung around the house for a few hours till like around 4-ish. And then I went and met...
The mystery woman.
Her family.
You know? Right. God, you had 2 Thanksgivings.
I did. And then I brought her back, and she met my folks.
That's what I should have done. I should have told them I'm going and visit my girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done.
You should have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and then, you know, we have 3 tables because there's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 people.
Right.
You know, and then... you know what the worst part was? The worst part was Ginny. As I'm leaving, I think I'm done. Ginny goes, okay, so tomorrow at 11. And I'm like, what's tomorrow? Apparently they had a thing to go to my uncle's cemetery.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And like, I didn't know about this.
Is he buried over here in Princeton?
Yeah, he's buried when I'm supposed to be fucking buried. Oh, right. This is where they bought me the burial plot.
Oh, yeah.
On sale.
Next note. without
a significant other.
Yeah.
I'm overlooking like a bush. So now
it's actually in Ginny's best interest that you don't find anyone, because otherwise she'll have to buy the extra plot.
I don't want to be buried in Princeton, man. I mean, like, this town is a nothing town, you know? Like,
it's a nice town.
It's a nice town, but if I'm going to be dust to dust, you know, like, I want to be in a cool, I don't know where. But
Ringo's?
Ringo's? No, I don't want to be buried in Ringo's. People,
those are all Ringo's, man.
People are buried in Ringo's while they're alive. I mean, like, I don't know. I have no attachment to Ringo's.
That's true. You didn't grow up there.
No.
You didn't know about its existence until I came along.
I don't know, man. So now I'm like, now we have to go. Okay, fine. You know. So I guess it's been a year or so since my uncle's passing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the. She said unveiling. I'm like, what do you mean unveiling? Like, what's we're gonna like take the body? Like, what are we doing? What are we talking about? So I guess I don't know. Nobody knows why we're going. Okay, Ginny decided that we're all going to the cemetery.
Right.
I can't say no. You know, that would really. Okay. So now my brother. So now everybody's like, why are we going? We don't. Okay. So now we're going to the cemetery. You know, the whole.
This is Friday.
This is. I think so, yeah. And I'm like, so, and every time we go somewhere, it's like a huge production. The fucking cemetery is 10 minutes away. So I get texts about this hours before we're leaving. Are you coming with us? Or are you going to be, what car are you going to be in? Like, you know, I'm like, I am going to meet you there.
Just fucking drive to the cemetery?
Right. Because the word organization means nothing to
them.
They
need to hire me as a planner. I'm there.
It's my brother's family is the problem here. They, you know, so I'm like, Ginny's like, come over here first for bagels. And then we'll go to the cemetery. I'm like, I don't want to go to the cemetery with all of you. I will meet you there. Like, I want to, like, exercise in the morning, work off all the turkey that fucking right. ate. Okay, so now we get to the cemetery. My brother, okay, so, and my, you know, my brother, I mean, it's not.
Lifeless Dave.
It's not funny, but it's kind of, it's just bizarre. My family's bizarre. And, you know, so my brother is always the one that, because he knows Hebrew, so he's expected to say the prayers. Mm-hmm. So he's got, you know, he's not even sure what to do. Usually he loves this shit, but he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. So, okay, so he picks out a few prayers, and we're all standing there like zombies. It's cold.
This is the afternoon.
This is, no, 11 a.m. On a Friday. And, like, nobody's saying anything. So I'm looking at the two. You know, it's just really awkward and weird. Mm. My brother goes, says the prayers. And I don't like praying. It's not my thing.
Right.
So then my brother goes, you know, anybody want to say anything? Nobody said anything. So now I'm like, there's like silence for like 3-4 minutes. They're all we're just shivering like in silence. And then we have to put rocks on the thing. It's a tradition to put a rock on the, I don't know. So then at one point, like Jared or somebody, I think it was Jared, goes, Danny, you want to say something? Like,
fucking Jared. Fucking Jared. I don't know the guy. I haven't said it in a while. And that point actually, it actually worked.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes he gave me Springsteen tickets this year.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But he's like, you know, this is after, it's this whole thing is just like, so if we're going to say something, somebody say, like, there was no plan for this. They were just standing there. I feel like, you know, my uncle was a huge part of the family. He was like patriarch of the family. And nobody. So then I'm like,
gotta say something.
I feel like it. So then I said, you know, I had nothing. I didn't plan anything. I just. And I'm like, it's just kind of weird. So I did say something. I said, you know, I said a story that one time, you know, me and my uncle, I saw him late at night a lot. He worked all night long in his office. And one time I remember he wrote like a poem. And he was very proud of it. It wasn't a very good poem. And it was like, the gist of it was called Now. It was, the gist of it was that we should live in the now. Mm. Pretty simple concept, you know. But he was really proud of it. It was kind of, and it just struck me funny because he used to write a lot, like essays and very academic stuff, like very, you know, so, but he was so proud of these five lines that a 3-year-old could have written. But I mean, it is a, I mean, listen, it's one of those simple but profound concepts. We should all live in the now. We know, you know, and it is, so anyway, he was really proud of this. So I kind of said that story and I said, Bobby, this is really isn't that, you know, it's kind of simple for you. You know, you went to Harvard. And he goes, yeah, but it's profound, and you know, we should live in the now. You know, he was very proud of it. He really was. So I was like, okay. So I told that story, and I said, you know, he would want us all to live in the now because none of us know how much time we have, especially now because I don't have many summers. I didn't say that, but so I said something. It was awkward because it was off the top of my head, but at least I said something, you know. And I thought of something funny later. Like Jared kind of said, do you know, is there anything funny that you could say, Danny, or something like that? And I thought of a great line, but it was afterwards. Like I thought I should have turned to him and say, you know, it's kind of weird to do a stand up at a cemetery because when you really kill. You know,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? I thought about that. You know, it's like George Costanza. Like I should have done that. That was like, you know, that would have been the best. But, you know, yeah. So that was that, man. It was weird. I mean, and then my brother goes to me. My brother, he always turns to me and to kind of complain about the family. And I don't like it, you know, because, I mean, I agree with him. But he's always like, they're so weird. They're like zombies. I'm like, yeah. It's just the whole thing is just. And then we have to go back, and then there's the kids running around. This is like 3 days like this. It was horrible, man. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, thanks, man.
That, I mean, but it was, yeah. I don't like cemeteries, and
well, that's understandable. Cemeteries are pretty depressing places.
Yeah, I thought about that today as the guy that I was picking up was on the ground in his underwear. You know. By the way, older men, I usually don't see old men in underwear very often. It's not a very attractive sight.
You know.
You don't have to say anything.
I remember seeing my grandfather, like, when he would, like, after, like, shower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd be standing in his underwear, like, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would just be talking to him. I was, like, 15. So it was kind of like – it kind of was not awkward because like he would just be talking to me. He'd be like shaving or something. But, you know, you would see like the scars he had from like trying to burn off his tattoos like a man.
Oh, wow.
And so like that kind of like offset the whole thing. But
– right.
You'll see. I
please listen. Okay.
I've seen –
Oh, you see it like private parts?
I've seen way too much for a straight man. Let's say that.
Wow. Family members?
No, just like dudes. I've seen way too much for a straight dude.
Where?
Well, like, so at one job I had back when I was 21, I worked in a factory for like 9 months, and we had a shower at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen...
Right. No, yeah, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, I'm not... My Uncle Bobby used to walk around naked all the time. He did. He was very comfortable with himself.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do it like in his later years, but when I was a kid, like that's when I'm most impressionable, you know. Yeah, I don't. I'm not much of a nudist myself.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. Things are best left to the imagination, or. Yeah. Worst left to the imagination, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's very weird. I don't know what his motivation was to walk around kind of. I guess he just didn't think about it, you know?
Probably, yeah. I think people who do that, it's just something they do, you know? It's just.
I guess. I mean, first of all, when I do it, like when I come out of the shower.
That's normal. I mean, you're not like you're going to bathe with your clothes on.
Right. But even when I'm naked after the shower, I feel kind of cold, you know?
Right.
And
it's normal.
Right. And then I thought to myself, I said, towels are a very good invention, you know?
Very good.
Like, what did we do before towels? Like, when was a towel invented? I mean, these are things I think about.
So I think it's one of those things where it's like, all right, they you figure back then before towels, they probably they didn't have showers. So you figure people bathed in lakes, like actual bodies of water.
You ever see westerns? They always had that body of water that
oh, and they'd be clean. Yeah. They'd be like in their long johns.
Yeah, doing that. It's disgusting.
And they'd be doing that, and you figure it got to a point where it's like, you know, we've got to come up with something that helps us dry off, because it's like it's cold enough exposing yourself to like the elements.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse when you're wet. So it's like that was the idea. It was like, all right, we got to do something to like dry ourselves off, because they might have done – they might be like, all right, we can move around. We can do this. We can like hug ourselves.
Right.
There's got to be a better solution. So they
– But what did they use before a towel?
I'm sure they're like, all right, grab anything. Anything to sort of dry ourselves off.
What did they have? They had nothing. They had like
– anything. And then eventually they were like, you know, let's do something that's big enough to like – Right. Dry ourselves off.
If I had Google, I would look up when the first towel was invented, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we could do that, but sometimes it's better and more fun to imagine.
And was the person named Towel? Like Robert Towel?
Robert Towel.
You know, like Robert the Third?
That's actually a really good name. That's a good name. Robert Towel.
Yeah, it's like Bond, James Bond, you know?
Yeah, Towel. Robert Towel.
Towel.
There's a movie there somewhere. There's a movie.
It should be called Towel. Which is kind of a stupid word, really. Towel.
You know? I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of inventions were named just after the name of the last name of the person who invented them.
Yeah, it's very right. Like if a Martian came down and found our podcast, they would think that our last name is, you know,
right.
Like, oh, that's as, and this is.
Right.
You know? But anyway, I'm sorry I digressed about towels.
It wasn't that long of a digression, so I think
No, but the nudity thing is weird, you know? Anyway, I can't tell you the whole Thanksgiving thing. It was just very long, you know?
Yeah.
And when they left, it was like, and I guess they talked a lot about their, you know, the Myra has problems with her mother. And then I was like, oh, I'll do a podcast with the mother. And look what happened. I lost 6 hours of my life on this and $40. I spent like $40, $50 on the editing, you know.
And $190 on the year.
I know. I didn't think – Yeah, that was a weird expenditure. But hey, man, in a way I'm
Here's the thing. For that price, actually, it's – for like a year's worth of like distribution,
mm-hmm.
like marketing, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, so. I and you know what, I spend the thing is, I don't even care if I get a lot of listeners so much, but it would be, I just feel like anything that I work on, I feel like there should be some payoff, you know, mm-hmm. and like, you know what I mean, like we get a small amount of people, but this is not a lot of work, you know.
Right.
But really, the other podcast is I kind of do it.
That one, you actually have to put some effort into like keeping the conversation.
Oh yeah, it's not easy.
It's an actual like interview. Was this is just
right.
us just like
right trying to make sense out of our life. Really, I don't know if we're succeeding in that. You know,
yeah.
But there's an entertainment quotient
factor. Entertainment. Factor, yes. Quotient is the result from a division problem. It's a.
Were you good? Were you good at the division in math? Were you good at math?
When I was in third grade, and I learned the multiplication tables.
Yeah,
I was like the first one in my class to like master them.
What's 9 times 7?
56. No, 63.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. 63, yeah. What's 8? Well, I can't. Oh, yeah, those are easy ones. Yeah.
Yeah,
the harder ones are like 22 times 77.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother.
I think what's 9 times 4?
36. 8 times 4 is 32.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're pretty good. I was just
the basics.
You.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. I was actually okay with that. I was terrible in the division, like doing the division symbol.
Oh, yeah, you get like the fucking remainder bullshit.
I hate it's the like, remainder.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't miss high school, man. I don't miss like...
I mean, that wasn't high school. That was like fourth grade.
Well, I grew up in primitive Israel.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
No, I just remember feeling like I'm not getting it, you know, the math shit.
Math,
you know?
Definitely wasn't my strong suit, especially when it came to like Algebra 1. Back in fucking freshman year in high school.
Right.
And dealing with like the fucking word problems is fucking bullshit.
Oh yeah, a train leaves at 4, and then
it was just fucking ridiculous. And like, and my friend Tim, I had Algebra 1 and Geometry with him.
Right.
You know, Geometry, he gets like 100 on the one goddamn test and kills like the curve. No, apparently he said that was with the curve. Mm-hmm. I got like a fucking 80, and I pretty much told him to go fuck himself in class, and the teacher yelled at me.
Wow.
So.
That's a nice memory.
Yeah. Well, I got back at him for having us take a 7 a.m. pre-calculus class back at Raritan Valley Community College back in 06.
Oh, yeah.
Which when I mention it, he still doesn't forgive me for.
Right.
Uh-huh. Because, to be fair, who else would take a 7 a.m. math class, you know?
Right. Hmm. All right, well, listen.
I was busy. I had a full-time job. I had to work. So I had to take classes when I could.
Yeah. No, I. This is a weird. This is gonna be a weird. The next month is gonna be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, every month is weird.
Right.
But
what about next? What's so weird about next month?
Oh, well, I'm going through this thing with the rehearsals and the lines, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. I mean, usually, you know, this is harder than usual. I think for me because I have to do the accent. But then I'm going to Chicago.
That's right. When are you going?
I'm not going to go. I'm supposed to go, but I think I'm not going to go. I think it's going to be a huge snowstorm. You know that they're predicting 50 million inches of snow in New Jersey? Like, and the Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, yeah?
I think that's what it's called, right?
Almanac.
The Farmer's Almanac. So I'm worried because, you know, I told myself my whole life, I said.
I mean, what does the Weather Channel say?
I don't know, but every time I turn on the radio, it says, oh my God, this year we're going to get so much snow.
Oh, okay.
Well, not every time, but a fair amount, they say it's going
to
be
the fall. Right. Well, to be fair, I mean, like last year we got like no snow. We got no snow, right. So like right. Any snow this year is going to be a lot more than last year.
Right, but they're not saying a little bit. They're saying like volumes of snow.
Oh, volumes of snow.
Yeah, we're gonna be massacred by snow.
Shit.
And I told myself my whole life, I said, don't go to Chicago in the winter. Chicago is the place that gets decimated. It's called the Windy City.
It's got the lake effect.
Mm-hmm. And it's always freaking freezing. It's like below 40 over there.
That's the other thing. Fucking freezing over here, in the East Coast.
You should fucking like it because you like this time of year.
I love this time of year. But the one thing I don't like, and a problem I've had since I was 11 fucking years old, my hands get really fucking dry and they fucking crack. And like, okay, today, I come back from my lunch break, after all the bullshit this morning, the audit and everything. I get back from lunch. I'm about to go punch in. I happen to notice like this one cut on my hand, fucking bleeding because it's fucking dry.
Right.
So I go inside. I go inside the lobby at work. The one woman who sits next to me at work in the cubicle next to me, she's just kind of like standing there. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, oh, there's going to be a fire drill in a few minutes. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Really?
All I want to do is go fucking wash the blood, dry blood off my hand from this fucking goddamn bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta fucking stand there wait for a goddamn fire alarm for us to stand outside for like 5 minutes.
That's cool in a way. So I also had to deal with a fire truck today. You know, because the ambulance.
Oh, thing. That's right. We didn't have a fire truck though.
Right.
It was
right.
Uneventful. So right. I had to wait an extra few minutes just to go wash my goddamn fucking hands because the fucking dry skin. I'm gonna go.
Right, but it's not gonna get any better. It's gonna be freezing tomorrow too. It's gonna be freezing the day after.
So I got to put on lotion when I get home tonight.
Well, do you want? I probably have lotion here.
I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that segment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a little story.
Sure.
Wait, I did write shit down because who knows when we're going to see each other again?
That's a good point.
Because I'm sequestered.
You are, and I'm busy.
And you're busy. You got dating to do.
That's right.
Well, I don't know if this is going to be. You tell me if this is interesting.
Sure.
It
probably is.
Nah, it's just weird, okay? So, like, you know how I deal with Peter Himmelman?
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite songwriters. And, you know, I hold him in very high esteem. You saw him once in Brooklyn with
me. I did.
Tough night for us.
Well, seeing him, admittedly, was the best part of that evening.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was not a typical setting to see him. But anyway, I have two things going. So, this is a weird story. I have a friend from Israel that I hardly ever see because I don't live in Israel. I live in fucking New Jersey.
Right. Though in this day and age, that may not be such a bad thing.
Well, that's true. Israel's having a little bit of a tough time right now. Right. He actually lives on the... You would really dig this guy, actually. He's a very... he's very cool. He's just very... He's very calm, you know. But when we were kids, he was like the cool guy. He had like long... First guy to have long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Major Beatles fanatic. Mm. So... And when I was, you know, when I was a kid, I wasn't that into the Beatles until I met this guy.
Oh, okay.
And he was the son of my mother's best friend. So I was at his house a lot. Mm-hmm. And he had a tiny, tiny room and, like, posters of the Beatles all over the place. Like, on the, like everywhere he went, it was like Beatles, Beatles, Beatles. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I saw him maybe 4 years ago after, like, 20 years of that. It's just weird to see these people. And our connection was instant. Like, great. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, great. Like, he's like a soul brother, you know? And it's funny because it's like sometimes you think maybe it's just because we shared a past that we're close, but it's not. It's a personality thing, you know? So he's a great guy. So for some reason, he sent me, he's now kind of a, he became boring. He's like a professor. He like writes papers.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have, he's not, you know, he doesn't have long hair anymore. Kids, Italian wife. But he lives in a cool place, really cool place in Israel, almost like you would like it. It's kind of like a Ringo's area.
Okay.
So he writes, so he, out of the blue, he sends me, and I've been in touch with him in the last few months because I actually did a podcast with his mom about my mom.
Oh, that was her. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Her mom is Francie. So when I did the podcast, I shared it with him. I said, hey, look, your mom. And anyway, it was a nice way to speak to him again. So anyway, out of the blue, he sends me an article that he wrote. Or a blog, and a very well-read article about Israel and about the problems that are going on right now in the Middle East. But it was a very, I mean, and it was kind of over my head because I'm not a very, like, historical, but that this is his field. He's like a professor of history or something.
Oh, wow.
So I'm reading it, I'm like, this is really cool, but you know who'd really like it?
Your brother.
Peter Hillman.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, my brother, too, but Peter Hillman writes a lot of blog-type stuff, plus his amazing music, I think. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll just send it to Peter, you know, because we've been, you know, we text once in a while. I sent it to him, and I don't even know if he's going to like it. And immediately I get a response, this is really well-written. Who is this guy? Are you close with him? And I'm like, yeah, he's like my child. So anyway, so now... I sent a text to Bruce. So my friend in Israel is Bruce, but his name, he goes by Arye, which is a Hebrew name.
Mm.
But when he was a kid, he was Bruce. So anyway, I said, hey man, this guy, Peter Hillman's pretty big deal. He's, you know, he's not a household name, but he's a, you know, pretty big songwriter. And he likes your article. And he goes, oh, you know, and he wants to be, he wants his blog to be out there more.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not on social media at all. So I don't know. I don't know how he plans to have a bigger blog if he's not on social media. So anyway, I'm like, hey man, this is kind of cool that, you know, maybe. Oh, so then Peter said to me, are you close with them? Maybe, you know, send me. Can I be in touch with them? Mm-hmm. I was like, fantastic. So I sent Bruce, Arya, this Peter's information. I'm like, hey man, this guy, you know. I think I mentioned him before years ago that I like him. So I wait a few days and Bruce, I don't know, I call him Bruce. He sends me a text. He goes, I don't know what to say to him. I'm shy. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it. But he really liked, he could help you with the blog. I mean, this guy has connections.
Yeah.
So then I send another message to Peter. I'm like, he's a little shy. Would you mind writing him an initial email?
Mm-hmm.
Right away he does it.
Oh, no shit.
Like within 10 minutes.
Damn.
And he sends me a copy of what he wrote. Really nice, like really like exceeded, like well worded. Like I can't write like that. Like really well worded.
Yeah.
Doesn't even mention the fact that he's a songwriter.
Oh wow.
Just said I write myself and I could tell from your blog that you're, you know. So anyway, long story short, they're doing a Zoom call together next week.
That's pretty cool, man.
Right? That's great. So, but
it's really cool when you can, like, just by having things, like, just bring people together over, like, a common thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. That's one of the few times in my life where I don't feel selfish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, but here, but there's a part of me that feels like, fuck, now they're going to become best friends. You know, like, I'm going to be left out of the cold, you know? What's also cool is that when Peter wrote the email to this guy. He wrote, the topic was Friend of Danny, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is cool. And I think they're I sent Peter a message this morning and I said, you know, I'm really glad that you guys are going to talk. And this guy was a big part of my childhood. He was really into the Beatles. And, you know, and he sent me back a note. He said, I could tell he's cool just from his emails, you know.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice. So that's the punchline. The punchline is I bring people together.
Fucking A, man.
I'm going to be left in the... Peter's going to drop me now, you know.
Hey, one thing's for sure.
Yeah.
Always have British Mark.
Is that a good thing?
I feel like I have to bring him up every at least once per
right,
podcast.
Right, right, so. It has been a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, look, I'm bringing people together. I'm saving people's lives at work. What am I getting for it?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like the Lord does not shine his light upon me.
What do you want?
I don't know. What do I want?
Well, maybe in that seat, that's always too much of a pain in the ass question.
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Even then, it's just like whatever kind of like works like in the moment.
Right, 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 right. Mm-hmm. I want to go to work and not have to deal with ambulances and 911.
Yeah.
You know, I want not to deal with my family and I don't have to edit any podcasts. You know,
I saw a thing on Facebook. I think this morning,
mm-hmm.
Some with Michael McDermott.
Yeah, Michael McDermott. Michael McDermott is the reason why I'm going to Chicago.
Right. Is that right before Christmas? Or?
Yeah, it's a few days. It's the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Nice. That's when the big snowstorm is going to happen. I'm going to be delayed, and I'm going to miss all the concerts.
Oh, fuck. Is British Mark going to be there?
No.
He's got to stay home for the
holidays. He shot his load because he went in the summer.
Oh, I fucking...
Yeah.
Mark, what the fuck, man? I've never been to Chicago.
He's gonna be very upset now because he wants. He's dying to go.
Oh man.
Yeah, but he just saw Lissy, so
you got to take you got to take a bunch of pictures of like Chicago and Christmas time.
Yeah.
Just put them on blast them on Facebook. Be like,
right.
Beautiful Christmas time in Chicago.
Yeah.
Mark Ross.
Right. Uh-huh. You could have been here.
Yeah.
He actually has seen Chicago. Like, I still haven't seen Chicago. Like, every time I go there, I'm on the outskirts.
But, oh, right, right.
British Mark actually went to Chicago without me.
I've only sort of, like, passed over it when we would drive out to, like, Wisconsin, the family.
Oh, yeah.
We would only, like, we never actually, like, went to the... Well, no, I think one time my sister had to go to the bathroom, so we found, like, some random, like, random McDonald's in Chicago.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, but I do think it's going to be some weather related incident, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be tough too, because I the only flight I found to get out of there is 6:30 in the morning, so I'm gonna have to get to the airport at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then there's a concert in New York that I want to see when I come back, so instead of coming home, I'm gonna go to New York.
Who's playing New York?
And David Broza, who's an Israeli, sings in English, but he's like the Springsteen of Israel.
Mm.
He's a big, I've seen him a million times, but every year at Christmas, he does a concert for the Jews because they have nothing to do on Christmas, you know? So it's like,
they have Hanukkah for like 8 days, but.
Yeah, but nothing happens in Hanukkah. You spin a fucking dreidel, and you eat some fucking, chocolate, and like, we don't have, you guys got Santa Claus, you got the reindeer, you got Rudolph.
Right.
You got the...
I mean, it's not our fault, but I mean, like, you know...
Well, no, I'm not blaming. I sound like I'm blaming.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But, and this is, it gets crazier. So, I'm going to get up at 4:30. I'm going to have to be at the airport. I'm not going to sleep the night before. I have to be at the airport at 4:30 a.m. to catch at 6:30 a.m. Arrive here like at, I don't know, 11 o'clock. So, I'm so crazy. He's doing two shows, one in the afternoon and one at night.
You're doing both, aren't you?
I'm doing both. Yeah. So, I'm going to be all sleep deprived.
So, this is, what day is this?
The 24th.
Okay. Oh, shit. Christmas Eve. Damn.
Christmas Eve. Yeah. So, he does it at Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So, we have something to do, you know? So, now I'm going to be all fucking sleep deprived. Go to the afternoon show and then wait after that 2 hours between. I don't know how I'm going to survive that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be fun, but I'm going to be like dying, you know. Well, you'll be like basking in the holy spirit of Santa Claus.
Oh, fucking A, man.
You actually like Christmas?
I like Christmas, man. I've always loved Christmas. And it's one thing when you're a kid, but like the older you get, and I was telling this to
Mystery Girl,
right? You know,
we call it like MMG Mystery Girl,
right? The older you get, like the more you just kind of appreciate the day, like with family and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Most people do. Maybe not you, but...
No. But I'm not as old as you are. Maybe when I get to be older, I'll appreciate...
Right.
How can I appreciate them? They go to a cemetery, just stand there, don't say anything.
Well, I think part of it is also the fact that, you know, like... For me, it's not even a full day. It's like a few hours with the family. Maybe like 6 hours at the most. You take one day, your family takes one day and expands it an entire year. So I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. It's a marathon. And the vibe is always weird, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I really do like these people individually. I really do like Jared. I really do like my brother, you know, but just put them in the same room and it's just like really weird. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me want to just not deal. But anyway, Merry Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
And we got a. Another month, but...
But I'm preparing myself, you know?
Okay. Because I'm assuming we're going to be hanging before then.
I don't know!
Okay.
I don't know. Time is urgent, man. I mean, I've been trying to... You would think that I would be memorized by now. I'm really...
Right.
So far from that. Mm. So, you know, and then I thought maybe we could do this on Zoom or something, but that's not that much
fun. It's not the same thing.
I know. But but you're done. I mean, you're gonna have no material now.
I shot my load, man. It's up to you now to have the interesting stuff going forward. You know.
Well, today I had the dead body almost.
Right.
old person in his underwear.
Right.
I mean, there's no shortage of material, really. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how I'm going to deal with you, like, not having that sort of, like, angst, you know?
Right.
Could you fake it? Could you?
I could totally fake it, man. All
right.
I could totally fake it.
All right. Like, I next episode, I want you to be, like, angry. Like,
well, I'll come up with something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. But I'll know if you're faking. Like, I want real.
Right.
You know, because if you're like happy, Ryan, you know.
So here's the thing. So fucking the Stones, they announced their 2024 tour sponsored by AARP, and
which is ironic,
exactly,
but makes sense,
exactly. So like I had the email that like I could have like I guess jumped into the queue, but I'm thinking to myself, dude, even if I sat up to where I saw Metallica back in August. I'm sure even ticket prices up there are like $200.
Dude, it's going to be astronomical.
I'm not paying anything. I'm not paying those prices.
You know what I just thought? If we were to be sponsored, who would... Like, I'm just thinking like a very retarded, like, you know, the mentally challenged organization. They'll be like, hey, we love those two guys. You know? And then we would have to read
by sponsoring them, we're just showing the rest of the world that... Even you can do it.
Right. And then we would have to, like, read copy, like, and now we love donuts. I don't know. I don't know what they say.
All right. We're just taking a break from our regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you this advertisement from...
From We Love Clowns.
The greatest show in town.
But, you know, that... You know, I mean, it is a dichotomy because that's how you make money.
There are different ways, but I mean, even we could have all this time been doing like,
right?
I guess doing recording like advertisements, but you know, it interrupts the flow.
No, I know, I hate that. When I listen to a podcast, I turn it off when there's a commercial. Yeah. But if you can make major money, then maybe it's a sacrifice that would British Mark sit through? How many commercials would British Mark sit through? You know,
well, I guess it depends on because. If we were to actually, like, I could see it working where, like, if we were to able to, like, include the advertisements as part of our show, but, like, we narrated them and, like, maybe wrote them in our own way. Wrote them specific to what they need, but also in our own way.
Well, for example, the guy that I talked to today said that his reputation on his shows is, like, the snippy guy. So he said even when he makes fun of the copy of the commercial, they like it.
Yeah.
Because, so, I mean, we could... You know, I could read a commercial as Aunt Ginny or something. You know, I don't know. You know, like, we could, like, do some Depends commercial. I don't know.
I can deliver it in my typical dry, detached.
You should do a commercial for something very like exciting, but do it in a very deadpan way.
Completely like in this, like
yeah, like
do you enjoy the holidays? Do you enjoy spending time with your family and gathering around the fireplace with your friends?
Right.
Oh, do you enjoy?
Or you could do something for like explosive diarrhea or something very but do it in a very calm voice. Like, do you have explosive diarrhea?
You know? Have you been having issues in the bathroom lately?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself frequently sitting on the toilet multiple times a day?
Right.
Do you find your intestines giving way to the point where you're not sure if you're able to control them throughout the day?
Mm-hmm.
If so, you may have a problem. There is a solution to such a problem. That solution, ladies and gentlemen,
listening to our show,
because everyone does it, including you, British Mark.
Mm-hmm.
That solution
mm-hmm. is?
I don't know what the product is, but it's
You know the words explosive diarrhea? Like, isn't diarrhea enough? Like, do you have to say the word explosive? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
know. Because, I mean... Anyway, you know, that if we did it... I mean, I know you don't want to think about it, but it's a little redundant, you know?
Well, sometimes, because I think sometimes...
I mean, have you ever got a situation where diarrhea was sort of under control? Like, it's
I think if we look at the textbook definition of diarrhea, which is like loose, watery, it sometimes like it could, you know, happen without being necessarily explosive. It's just
right. Like it'll be
it just exits you with ease,
like
you know?
Flowing river,
right?
Or it could be the opposite, where it's like you're giving birth to a piece of shit. That's usually my case, you know. Like, I've never had a case where it was a nice, easy experience. Like, I feel like in that movie Alien, you know, like there's always like this big, you know, humongous. But anyway, but that it depends on your eating habits, really. Oh, look at the time.
Well, we still have 2 minutes.
Oh, right.
But yeah, we're down the wire now.
Yeah, we are. Listen, I will try to make more time. I'm sorry that it has been a while.
Oh, dude, I had a feeling like with the play going on, usually go like a couple weeks without hanging, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, now that you're happy, Ryan, you know, it's just...
I can understand it could cause a bit of a disruption to the, you know, show. But
I'm going to have to be extra depressed, I think. I'm just going to have to revert to, you know... you know, I'd be like you'll be like, oh, you know, went to meet our family yesterday. It was wonderful. We were dancing around with the daisies, and I'll be like, yeah, well, I had explosive diarrhea. I was home alone, you know. I was listening to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. And,
actually, it would have been more fitting if it was the river.
Oh, the river. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there is a yin and a yang to life, you know. Yeah. We're probably never going to be both happy on the same level.
I'll be honest, man. I was really expecting you it to happen to you first, man.
Right.
Because you've actually been trying.
Right.
I breathed and this happened.
Breathed.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe I should start breathing more.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I don't want this. I don't want to talk to a woman.
No,
I don't like to talk to. I don't need to do the compromise and the what are you gonna have? And do you want to see what movie? Do you want to see? I want to watch what I'm gonna watch. You know, I don't need this. You know,
right?
But it's great that's happening for you. That's wonderful. You know, you get to a point in life. You know, nowadays. Yeah, but anyway, happy Christmas. I hope. I hope I did we cover everything?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think we did. I had I'll be in jury next week, so
maybe, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I have to call you from court, you know.
That'd be cool. Like an on location type.
Like during the trial. I'll be like, excuse me, judge. I have to do a podcast. The judge would be like, oh, is that as is?
Oh, we're in the red zone.
We are. All right. Well, listen, everybody, rock on.
Have fun. Bye.